This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. It was back in November 2002. A dreadful murder took place in Lebanon. Gary and Bonnie Witherell were husband-wife missionaries. They'd left the United States to serve God and the people of Lebanon. And Bonnie had given herself fully to the loving care of the Palestinian women. These women were poor, impoverished at a refugee clinic in Sidon. And it was there that she worked and ministered until one terrible day she was tragically gunned down. And tensions were running high at that time because of events in the Middle East. And the Americans and missionaries in particular had been warned to be careful. So Bonnie and her husband Gary were graduates of the Moody Bible Institute, and they'd come to Lebanon to share Jesus Christ with people there. In fact, they'd been studying Arabic so they could communicate with the people. Well, 8 a.m. that day, she answered the door, and a man apparently hit her in the face and then shot her 3 times in the head. Just a tragic incident that happened. And when Gary, the husband, heard about this, he ran to the clinic, but his wife had died. And in one of the cruel ironies of our modern world, someone took a photo of Bonnie after she died, and that terrible photo was seen across the internet. And the London Times the next day carried a report on the murder of Bonnie Witherell. And it quoted Gary Witherell as saying, and this is the remarkable thing, he'd forgiven his wife's killers. This is what he'd said. God led us to Lebanon. We knew that we might die. This is a costly business. It cost my wife. And the long flight back to America with his wife's body. He said, God said there's a seed that's been planted in your heart. You either hate and be angry or you forgive. And I said, I have to forgive. And actually, in fact, in February that same year, Bonnie had written this statement in her prayer journal. God, you are the Lord of our circumstances. We didn't come to Lebanon by accident. We're exactly where you meant us to be, Lord. I want to worship you in the place where you've put me today. Help me to remember these 4 words. This is my doing. Now, I think that's a remarkable story. You can actually see and read more about it in a book called Total Abandon, written by Gary. So this is a tragedy, and whenever this sort of tragedy strikes, 2 enormous questions come up before us. They're the questions that you might have asked. Why did this happen, and where is God in all of this? And many times that question, where is God in all of this, is harder to answer. Most of us, I think, know that we'll never have the final answer to the whys of this world, the questions we ask why. We don't fully know why things happen. The answer to that question remains in the heart and mind of God. And I think in many ways, life's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. You know, we're like children trying to put the puzzle together with only a handful of pieces, and someone took the box that's got the picture on the cover. So we're here trying to fit our little handful of pieces together and trying to figure out this big picture at the same time. So no wonder that many of us struggle to find out what life's all about. And as the years go by, we end up picking up more pieces to the puzzle, and things that trouble us, sometimes they fit into place. And hopefully we've got a new appreciation of God, the wisdom of God. Somehow we know that everything fits. Or we could be like ants that are crawling across a painting by Rembrandt, if you like. When we come to the darker colours, it seems that the whole painting is darker and forbidding. It seems, dark brown or dark blue. But if we could only stand back from the painting, we'd see the other colours in this tremendous painting, the reds, the greens, yellow, blue, orange, things like that. And it's the darkness of the darker colours that makes the brighter colours stand out vividly. So that's a bit like life. We can spend weeks or days or years thinking of the dark tones of life, and things like sickness or tragedy or heartache, and even terrible things like murder. These are things that think, well, there is no lighter colour. But I just want to say today that God is painting a masterpiece in your life. And I can assure you that before he's finished, he will use every colour that is available. You may not see it all now, but you will one day. Heavenly Father, we come to you and thank you that even in the midst of uncertainties, tragedies, we can somehow hang on to you. We believe in you, and I offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.